Proverbs chapter 1, we are going to study a word. The word is discretion. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. So he's telling you, and then he goes on with some more things, but he's telling you when he wrote Proverbs, he wrote these Proverbs for these purposes. That is, to know wisdom, to receive the instruction of wisdom, to give subtlety, and then to give to the young man knowledge and discretion. The word discretion is the quality of having or showing discernment or good judgment. The quality of being discreet. Circumspection. The ability to make responsible decisions. That's the dictionary definition. I'll read it again, then we'll pray. Discretion is the quality of having or showing discernment or good judgment. It is the quality of being discreet. Circumspection, the ability to make responsible decisions. And so he says, I'm writing these to give to the young man discretion. That is, he wants young people to be able to make responsible decisions, to have good judgment, to show discernment, to be circumspect. And so tonight we're going to study that word, and it shows up a few places in your Bible, and we'll see how it shows up and what we can benefit by it. Father, thank you tonight for the opportunity to open the Bible. We pray that our study tonight is going to be very beneficial to us. And Father, we pray for this discretion. We ask you, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to help us to be attentive and responsive to your Holy Spirit as we study tonight. And to follow your instruction, not only to hear it, but to live by it. For we ask you to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, we need discretion. I say this particular passage speaks of young men, and we'll see that in a couple of other passages in the Bible. But I don't see anybody in here that would qualify as old, do you? In other words, we could all use discretion. So you need discretion. We're going to look at four things tonight, what we need discretion for. First of all, you need discretion, and it's part of its definition, but to make wise decisions, particularly in your youth. We need discretion to make wise decisions in youth. There are a lot of decisions that are made in youth that have lifelong consequences. Oh, yeah. And so the more discretion that a person has to make decisions in their youth, the more likely that they are going to benefit from the wisdom of those decisions than from the consequences of poor decisions. As he says here in chapter 1, verse 4 of Proverbs, Solomon wrote these Proverbs to give to the young man discretion. In other words, it's important that we begin to use this quality of discernment, this circumspection, while we're young. Sometimes people get the idea, well, I can be careless in my decisions when I'm young because I'm not going to suffer bad consequences or not long-term consequences. As I get older, I'll be a little bit more careful about some of the decisions. And so there are a lot of reckless things that are done in youth. Now, one of the definitions of discretion was circumspection. So before we go in and look at a few cross-references on discretion, go to Ephesians chapter 5, because Paul uses that word, circumspect, in Ephesians chapter 5, and we want to see it as it applies in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, Paul says, "See then that you walk circumspectly." That means using discretion, making wise decisions, making responsible decisions. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." Is that true of today, that the days are evil? By all means they are. And so it is very important that we not walk as fools, but walk as wise. And we do that walking circumspectly, or by discretion. By discretion. So Solomon wrote these proverbs to help us to be able to make wise decisions, to help us not be fools. I don't know if you do this, but if you don't, I encourage you to. Do you read the proverb of the day? Okay, a lot of heads are nodding. You really should do that along with your regular Bible reading. It's an amazing thing. I've been doing that for years, which means 12 times through Proverbs each year, and I don't know how many years I've been doing this. And I'll be reading through something, and it is amazing how that verse in that proverb applies to something going on in my life that day. And it's the instruction from it that helps me at that time to be able to make a wise decision, either as it concerns something that I'm doing in my own life or counsel that I have to give for somebody else in their lives. Amazing. And you would think after a period of time, man, you just got all that down. Not only do you not all get it down, but you also get a better understanding of its application as you mature through life and see it applied in a variety of ways. Look in Proverbs chapter 2 at verse 11, and we'll pick it up at verse 10. "When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul." You know, that's not the case. You don't come in that way. The Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So you get some of that out, but you got to replace it with wisdom and knowledge. So when these are in your heart and pleasant to your soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. What I've noticed about young people a lot of times is they're no more concerned about wisdom and knowledge than a man in the moon. It's like, what, that's for when you get old. No, it's for when you're young. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. To do what? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. So here's a young man or a young woman going through life. You're gonna be exposed to a lot of foolishness. You go to public school. You go to Christian school and find a lot of foolishness. You can be in homeschooled and find a lot of foolishness if you got a foolish brother or sister. So there's no remedy. Or watch TV and get plenty of it. The thing is, you're going through life and foolishness is around you. And you have to have discretion to be able to discern what is foolishness is going to lead to trouble and what is good and wise that's going to lead to improvement. And be able not only to recognize it, but to look at that and say, you know what? That looks like that may be fun. That looks like that may be reckless. That looks like that may be something that would entice me. But I'm not going there because it doesn't look like the end of that thing is going to work out well at all. And you start spotting evil men, this text says, who are by your association going to lead you into things that later you're going to regret. And you're like, I'm going to stay away from that. I'm not going there. That's discretion. Look at verse 17, which forsake verse 16, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. So here's a young man going through life, and here are evil men, and here's a strange woman, and they have all kinds of enticing ways to draw you in. And he goes, man, I got to decide what to do. Peer pressure is heavy. But I'm not going that way because I can see that's not in the way of uprightness. That's going to lead to no good. And she is drawing me into something that I don't need to be involved in. I'm going to, in discretion, just keep going straight ahead. Boy, that discretion is really good then. Really good. Look at Proverbs chapter 5. Same point. You need discretion to make wise decisions in youth. Proverbs chapter 5, look at verses 1 and 2. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips might keep knowledge. Attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. So if you don't come equipped with discretion and you need it to make wise decisions, then you get it from some place. And where you get it is, you get it from the Bible. Solomon said, I wrote these proverbs to give to the young man discretion. So you get it from the Bible, and you get it from those who counsel with the Bible. Have you ever asked a person a question and they say, yeah, well, you know, that's a good question, and the Bible says, and the answer that he or she gives you from the Word of God applies directly to the question you ask and becomes instructive and gives you discretion. You go, you know what? That's right. I won't forget that. So you've got to bow down your ear and attend to wisdom so that you can regard discretion. It comes from this thing we're talking about tonight, this Bible. And it comes from the application of others who have employed discretion and say, you know, I was faced with that one time, and the Lord directed me to this passage, and I made the decision this way, and this is how it turned out. The person said, man, that is great, because now I got a testimony of how that discretion guided you through the minefield of foolishness, and you came out on the other side, and you didn't get hurt. Look at Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26. All of this is still on the same point. You need discretion to make wise decisions in youth, and you get it. You get it from people who give it to you from the Bible. Listen, if you've got godly parents who will sit down with you and give you instruction out of the Word of God, you are blessed beyond measure. Isaiah chapter 28, and I'm just in the middle of a context here about planting and plowing, but look at verse 26. Isaiah 28, 26. His God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him. That's where you get it. You get it from the Lord. You can get up in the morning, you can bow down and say, Lord, I don't think that I have the wisdom to make this decision. I need discretion to make the best decision. I'm asking you, please, to give me wisdom. And then you go in the knowledge that you have asked the Lord for that, and then seek that wisdom in His Word, seek that wisdom in wise counsel, seek that wisdom in prayer through the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and He will guide you with His discretion. That's what the Bible says. Now, how many times when people make foolish decisions do you think they spent searching through the Bible, seeking wise counsel, and praying to God, looking for discretion? They didn't. It's something that you have, you know, God's not going to, people say, I heard a guy one time, he's making a decision, and he had no business being in debt, and he wanted to buy a new vehicle, and he came here to, he was in Beeville, he came to Corpus Christi, and he found this vehicle that he really wanted, and it was really more than he could afford, but the guy said, well, we can lengthen the payments this way and do all this and get it down to monthly. And he said to me, honestly, he said, I know that if I get approved for the credit to buy this vehicle, that's what God wants me to have. That is not discretion, not when the person gains by selling you the vehicle and it's the same person that's financing the vehicle. That's foolishness. Well, he ended up buying the vehicle and found within a year he couldn't make the payments, sold it and was underwater $5,000 and had to find a way to pay off that debt. God wasn't in it. He's like, man, I don't know how in the world. I just knew that God was in it. No, God wasn't in it. That's not discretion. Discretion doesn't come from the finance company. They are in line to make money off of the lack of your wisdom. Okay? You know, discretion comes from God. It doesn't come from circumstances. It comes from the Bible. It comes from wise counsel. And it is to allow you to walk circumspectly. Any fool can make the decision to go into debt over his head. It takes a wise man to look at that and say, I have no business going there. I just need to stop. That's discretion. So you need it to make wise decisions in your youth, and I'd say all of us are young enough to still need discretion. Amen. And it comes right out of here. All right, now turn to Proverbs chapter 3 and notice the second thing. You need discretion not only to make wise decisions, but you need discretion to walk safely and not be afraid. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21. My son, let not them... He's talking about wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in the context. He said, my son, let them not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom. And there's that word, discretion. Keep it. Keep it. You got to keep it because you need it every day. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. You know, there are people tonight that are not going to get a good night's sleep because they are worried, they're afraid, not only about the boogeyman, but, you know, their health and their job and the economy and the country and the things they've heard on the news and whether or not their team's going to win. And, you know, they're just afraid. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Now, the other day, Sunday, we went over to Land and Sea. That's the day that Joanna had to leave, and so Ann had called ahead and had their meal ready. They got a quick bite to eat and took her to the airport. And I was there with Lizzie and Emma. And so we're eating. And Julian's always watching the news. He's always keeping up with everything. And he came in, he's so frustrated about the things going on in the news. And this is what he said. It's all designed to scare you. Now, I've said that. Here's a guy that likes to watch it a lot, and he says, it's all designed to scare you. You know what? It is designed to scare you. Now, you may not, you probably don't like a lot of things that I say. You may not like what I'm going to say. I probably have looked up five, if that many, news articles this year, and this is the 17th. And do you know something? Nothing catastrophic has happened in my life because of my ignorance of what's been going on out there. Now, one of these days you say, you know, if you'd have been reading the news, you'd have caught that. Well, I've lived a long time that the news has been going on, and it really hadn't affected my life one way or the other. This Bible has affected my life a lot. A lot. But that news hadn't affected. But you know what? You know why I did that? Why I made that conscious decision? Because every time I look at the news, I get mad. It's designed for that. And it's designed to scare you. This Bible is not designed to scare you. It's to help you get a good night's sleep and to have some wise discretion to know what to be afraid of. You know what you really need to be afraid of? God. Amen. And you won't be afraid of God if you're scared of all that other stuff. When you fear God, you get wisdom, and when you have wisdom and knowledge, you get discretion. And you make wise decisions, and you need discretion to navigate through life a whole lot more than you need somebody's commentary on his view or her view of the news. You really do. You will make a lot better decisions about how to invest your money in the fear of the Lord than you will in the fear of the stock market. I promise you. But you've got to realize, if I'm going to walk safely and not be afraid, I've got to have discretion, and that's going to come from here, not from the internet. I had a guy write me the other day. He's a radio listener, and he's been writing me off and on for years picked us up on the internet, actually, when he was in Afghanistan. And he's kept in contact. And he asked me a question about somebody's posting on the internet, and I answered the question for him, cleared it up. And I said, you know, you're wasting your time. I just finished my reply by, you're wasting your time going to the internet and looking for that stuff. You need to stop that and just go to the Bible, because they're confusing you. Amen. 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 I'm telling you, if you would spend more time in this book and less time on the internet, you will settle down. And you'll have some discretion, and you'll get through life a lot better. Far too many Christians wasting far too much time on the internet. You'd be a lot better off in prayer in this book. Amen. Amen. And amen. So like I said, you're not going to like what I say, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You need discretion not only to make wise decisions in your youth and walk safely and not be afraid, but look at Proverbs chapter 11 at verse 22. You need discretion to stay away from trouble. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22. It's one of the most... this is a great verse of Scripture. Proverbs 11, 22. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout. Now, did you get the picture before we go on with the rest of the proverb? You got the picture? You ever seen a swine? Nasty, muddy, filthy, smelly. And there's a jewel of gold, a piercing in the nose of that pig. Got the picture? So is a fair woman which is without discretion. You know a fair woman. You could just imagine a young lady, and she's fair, and she doesn't have discretion. And so she finds herself in compromising situations that are affecting her purity. And he says, Solomon says, you want to know what that looks like? That looks like a jewel of gold. That's a beautiful thing, a jewel of gold, in a swine's snout. A beautiful thing in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing. Boy, he doesn't cut any slack there with that picture. He says she needs to be discreet. Turn to Titus chapter 2 and see if maybe Paul doesn't back that up. Titus chapter 2. You see, discretion is not emotion. In the heat of the situation, a fair woman can make a bad decision. But with discretion, when she's discreet, she won't allow herself to be carried by that feeling. Titus chapter 2, verse 3, the aged women likewise are to be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. What are they going to teach? That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet. Chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So he's telling us, and since I'm not an aged woman, but I'm speaking for the aged women, I'm up here telling you, you need to be discreet. Amen. The picture is not pretty when she allows herself. Listen, this world, I promise you, this world's portrayal of young women is anything but discreet. They keep talking. I mean, you hear it now, and I'm sure it's also, and I'm disgusted by it, and it's sad. There have been all these, people are saying all these scandals have now come out because of sexual harassment. You know, who even knows where we are on that thing? Are people now offended by things they didn't used to be offended by, and now it's called sexual harassment? Is that what's going on here? Or is it really a situation where these guys have been preying on these girls all this time and finally they've just had enough and they're going to say something about it? I'm going to tell you, the way that the world teaches young women to dress and act and present themselves, I'm surprised we haven't had much more of this as an epidemic than we have, because there's not discretion in it. Discretion comes from this book. And you can't live like the world and not get hurt and affected by it. That's discretion. You have to make those decisions and walk circumspectly the way that God shows you how to do that. Go back to Proverbs and look at chapter 19, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. And for the men, you know, men get in a lot of trouble by losing their cool, by losing their temper. Proverbs 19, 11 says, "The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression." Today, this world is set up for you to get offended about something and get mad about it. They're doing it. I mean, they just light that fuse every time. When that thing went crazy there for a while about police brutality, that thing was just, the flames were fanned by media continuously. And I encourage you to read something other than a newspaper to know what's really going on. And there was a guy very much in the know about this, happens to be a Democrat, wrote a book called The War on Police. I'm telling you, boy, he gets down to the facts of it. And the media portrayal in there to cause this stuff to continue was absolutely criminal. I mean, really criminal. I hate it that young people have died in those kinds of incidents. But when people have been, I'm not going to run off on that rabbit trail. You know where we go. I'm just going to say, a lot of that stuff was to make this country mad at law enforcement, and you got to have discretion to be able to defer that anger and pass over. This says a transgression, and a lot of that wasn't transgression. It was every time these things were brought to the Justice Department, who was really in favor of the media stance. They said, "Well, the guys didn't do anything wrong." But boy, people are up in arms and got mad about that. You know what the problem is? No discretion. That's just one case on a national scene. Look, in your own home, men, you've got to be very careful about your temper. In your office, in your work, in your interaction with other people, you've got to be really careful about your temper. If your temper gets going with you and you get mad about a situation and you run with that, you could make... I have never seen a man make a wise decision in an angry mood. What his discretion would be to pass over the thing, calm down, think it through carefully, and then make the decision. That's discretion. He may come to the same conclusion when he's calm, but he'll know it's right, and it won't be emotional response. And then finally this, Psalm 112, verse 5. You got a lot less to apologize for if you take your time to think about something before you react to it. Psalm 112, verse 5, "A good man showeth favor and lendeth," watch it, "he will guide his affairs with discretion." So you need discretion to make wise decisions in your youth, to walk safely and not be afraid, to stay away from trouble, and to guide your affairs. People say, "I just don't know how we should proceed here." Discretion will lead you. A good man will guide his affairs with discretion. Can you think of any good man in the Bible that guided his affairs with discretion? Turn to Genesis chapter 41 and I'll show you one. Joseph, a young man, but talking about youth, we got some young folks here tonight. I'm always glad to see you here on Wednesday night. Joseph, man, I mean, you talk about a man that had a reason to be bitter. He did. Set up by his brothers and then set up by Potiphar's wife and in prison for a long period of time, unjustly. And so finally his time comes, and Pharaoh has a dream and needs an interpreter, and the butler remembers that he had a dream interpreted by Joseph a couple years before that. He tells Pharaoh, "There's a man down there, you need to call that guy." And so Joseph comes out and he says, here's what's going to happen. Here is your dream. You're seeing 7 years of plenty and you're going to see 7 years of famine, and here's what I advise you to do. You better stock up in those years of plenty and you'll have plenty to take care of this country in the years of famine. And he says in verse 33, "Now therefore," Genesis 41:33, "Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh said in verse 39 unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. And he went from a jailbird to second ruler of the country in just a matter of minutes. And you know what allowed that to happen was discretion. So if you want to do well in life, if you want to do well, I look at some of you, you're in college, some of you are recently out of college, you want to do well in life, be discreet. Guide your affairs with discretion. God can then move you into the places He wants you to be. You can go just as far as you can in anything of life that the Lord is directing you in, because that discretion will allow you to make the wise decisions that are necessary every step of the way and be where God wants you to be at every point in your life. Discretion, not emotion, discretion, wisdom from the book, from God, from prayer, from wise counsel. That's what gets you to the point where God wants you to be. Not your own desires, not foolishness, not, you know, the young man's counsel and what they're stirring up over there with their peer pressure. Leave all that stuff alone. They don't know what they're talking about. God does. And He knows you better than anybody in the world. Follow Him and you'll be fine. Father, thank You tonight for some clear instruction on how to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time. Help us to do that for Jesus' sake. Amen.